Yerushalmi Malachos corresponding to Bavli B'choy with Daf Beis. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Tesvav Med Beis at the Mishnah at the top of the page. Matzah Ketzios Baderech Afilu Besad Stei Ketzios V'chein Teina Sheinoyte Al Aderech V'matzah Tachter Teinim Mutoris Mishum Gezel U'Patoris Min Amaseh Hazesim V'charuvim Chayovim. If a person found figs on the road that were cut for drying, even if they were next to a field of figs cut for drying, and similarly a fig tree that's leaning over the road and he found figs underneath it, they have no prohibition of theft, and they are exempt from ma'asos since they are considered hefker, ownless. Olives and carobs are obligated in ma'asos and have a prohibition of theft. Matzah groigrus imdalsu roi b'nei adam chayev v'imlav pater. If he found dried figs, if they appeared pressed and most people press their dried figs, then they are obligated in ma'asos as they are complete. If most people do not press them, they are exempt as the owner declared them hefker before they were completed. Matzah palche devela. If he found slices of dried fig rings, they are obligated in ma'asos as they came from a completed item. Carobs are complete when he puts them in a pile on his roof. If he takes some down to feed his animal, it is exempt since he will return whatever remains. And the Gemara says, Amar b'yoyna le'omu ela l'derech ha'beino levein chaveiroi lo'i. Rabbi Yonah points out in the Gemara that the Mishnah only discussed a fig tree leaning over the road, but if it was leaning over into a neighbor's field, the tree owner doesn't despair of recovering them, and they're obligated in masa and prohibited in theft. Amar Rabbi Yonah, v'hu shematzah zeisim tachas zeisim v'chorim tachas chorovim, avle matzah zeisim tachas chorovim v'chorim tachas zeisim leibada. Rabbi Yonah points out that when the Mishnah taught that olives and carobs have a prohibition of theft, that's when he found olives under an olive tree or carobs under a carob tree. But if you found olives under a carob tree, or carobs under an olive tree, then they are ownerless. The Gemara asked, well, the Mishnah taught that if he found dried figs, if most people press their dried figs, they're obligated. Well, he certainly found them in the field, but don't figs get pressed in houses? Rabun Bachia answered that the Mishnah is referring to when most people press them in the field. Ravzera asked, well, why is the Mishnah dependent on if most people press them? Surely it's apparent whether or not they've been pressed. Amar Rabbi Shaul, Pa'amim, she poika'as tachas agilgal, vihi dorusa, vihi niris, she'ena drusa, pa'am shaharegil dorsasa, vihi ena drusa, v'niris kudrusa. Rabbi Shaul answers, sometimes it slips out from under the wheel that's used to make fig rings, and it's not apparent whether it's been pressed, and sometimes it appears pressed merely because people stepped on it. Amar Blaza hadadatema b'mokim shivsei she'akol dosim b'sadeis, b'mokim she'rov dosim b'sadeis, oisim shivsei she'dosim b'bayis, v'oisim she'asidin l'dois mitzdarfim. Rabbi Blaza says, and he disagrees, he says it's only obligated when everyone presses them in the field, but if most do, those that press in the house and those that will press in the future in the field combine for it to be considered that most do not press and it's therefore exempt. If Tanai Tani She'en Shvacha Shetamin Chochem Liyos Eicha Bashuk Kador Rebbe Laza Bar Rebbe Shimon Hava Ocha Bashuka Chamsi Rebbe Meir Amalei Bashuka At Ochil Ovatel Garmei. The Mishnah ended by teaching that if he takes some down to feed his animal, it's exempt since he'll return whatever remains. Some Tanaim teach that the Mishnah's ruling would also apply to a person eating it in the courtyard, but the Mishnah spoke about an animal because it's not praiseworthy for a Torah scholar to eat in a public place. And it's like the story of Rabbi Laza, Rabbi Shimon, who was eating in the marketplace, Rabbi Meir saw him and rebuked him, and Rabbi Laza stopped eating.